From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. This week, Republicans in Congress moved a step closer to their long-held goal of ending federal support for public media. It passed by the narrowest of margins, 214 to 212, meaning a single vote would have changed the outcome. The proposal is formally called a rescission, and it would claw back $1.1 billion in funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which passes most of that money on to local PBS and NPR stations across the country, including the one where you are hearing this right now. The proposal would also take back more than $8 billion from global public health, anti-hunger, and disaster relief programs. House Speaker Mike Johnson issued a statement afterward. He says, quote, thanks to DOGE's work, this package eliminates $9.4 billion in unnecessary and wasteful spending at the State Department, USAID, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which funds politically biased media outlets like NPR and PBS, end quote. Joining us once more to talk about this is Heather Norman, General Manager for WIUM, Tri-States Public Radio, which is based in Macomb. She's also President of the Illinois Public Broadcasting Council. Heather, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You and other public media leaders have been following this closely, advocating among your listeners, our listeners, and viewers. Now that it's passed the House, what was your reaction to yesterday's vote?
Unfortunately, I was not surprised. I remained hopeful. I watched the vote from my computer screen here in my office, but I think, you know, this is what we thought the outcome would be just based upon what we were hearing from colleagues who had from across the country had spoken with their lawmakers and just what we expected the House to approve this measure.
What does this House vote mean for public media stations across Illinois?
Well, right now, you know, nothing yet, but that's a nothing yet. That's a strong yet. It goes to the Senate. We are just one step closer to that $1.1 billion that supports stations being pulled altogether. And that is funding that would support the next two fiscal years of operation. Public media has a two-year advance appropriation. And what is odd about this is that the fiscal year, so it would be fiscal year 26 and 27, and fiscal year 27 was just decided a few months ago. So there was large bipartisan support for public media just a few months ago, and now we're here facing rescission.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's future funded by 2 years as a way to insulate it from sort of political interference and the whims of, you know, changing winds in Washington. You know, you mentioned bipartisan support. You were in Washington last month with other public media leaders from across the country lobbying about this package, against this package. What kind of reception did you get, especially from Illinois Republicans, I guess, about their position on this?
I met with Mary Miller personally, well, her staff in her office. They had lots of questions about rural service, which is important, which my station is part of her district. And my station is a largely rural audience. And we highlighted, you know, we're one of the only sources of local news. We do emergency alerting. We are in Macomb. We are the only radio station that has actual staff and office. The rest of them are all run from remote areas. And we talked to her about that. What's, you know, they seemed engaged. They seemed interested. They were getting many, many phone calls. What I was hearing from, you know, we all kind of talk about this. A lot of the Republican leadership that has been supportive of public media in the past has made statements like, I'm happy to support it if it's a single line item, but if it's lumped in with a bunch of other things, I don't know how I can, you know, vote against a large spending package that would save the American taxpayer money. So there were some efforts yesterday or the day before yesterday in the rules process to try and pull out public media, and those did not even make it to a vote.
All right. So this, as we said, it's just a House vote so far. Now it goes to the Senate. We aren't going to have to wait long because there is a 45-day clock on this entire process for reasons of the law. We don't have to get into the details of that. But what is your sense of the Senate dynamics?
The Senate dynamics are a little bit different. I do think there is a path forward in the Senate for this rescission bill to fail. One example is Alaska, who has Republican leadership. And in Alaska, there are many places in Alaska where there's a public media station that's heavily dependent, you know, vast, not many people in vast geographic areas, and they're the only, you know, only outlet. I believe many Alaska Republicans will not, the senators will not support it, or the two senators, I guess there's only two, the two senators will not support the rescission package. You know, it's hard to say. We thought we had a little bit more leeway in the House, but, you know, comes time to vote and things change.
So if the Senate were to pass this, how quickly would Illinois stations feel the effects?
It would be, you know, almost immediate. We would all have to really look at what we do, because the next batch of funding that's being pulled back would be delivered by the end of this year. You know, the fiscal year for the federal government is October 1st to September 30th, and most stations would have money in their bank account by the end of the year that were CPB funds. So, you know, there will be an immediate impact. There will be immediate reevaluation of services across the system, and especially in smaller stations and PBS stations. We have two PBS stations in the state of Illinois where 50% of their funding comes from the CPB.
So if listeners are listening to this right now, what can they do to if they want to express an opinion about this with the Congress, I guess one way or the other to be neutral about it?
Yeah, one way or another. What you can do, there is a group called Protect My Public Media. It is very, very easy to contact. They will show you who your senators are. They have templates if you care to support public media. They will tell you meaningful message. You can call or send an email. Those are the most effective ways. Calling is probably the best way at this point because we're, as you mentioned, on a very short timeline. The Senate is in session next week. They are off for break and then they're back on the week of July 7th. So we expect to know relatively soon when the vote will take place. So those are the things you can do. You really just need to call your senators. Call your station. They will be happy to give you the senator's local or DC contacts. And they're also available online. And, you know, that's true for anything you care about one way or another. It's always good. They do listen to people. And the more they hear from people on things, it gives them the ability to think about clearly how their constituents are affected.
Heather Norman is general manager at WIUM, Tri-States Public Radio. She's also the president of the Illinois Public Broadcasting Council. Heather, thanks for taking the time to give us this update today on the 21st show.
Thank you.